Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are bright, making it a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem is enjoying mild weather, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze coming from the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected the Board of Peace's Gaza withdrawal plan. He insists that Israel will not retreat until Hamas disarms completely. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Netanyahu clarified earlier today that Israel did not agree to the disarmament plan proposed by the Board of Peace. He emphasized the need for the IDF to hold its current positions. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, Netanyahu reiterated his refusal to withdraw the IDF to the yellow line in Gaza, showing opposition to the U.S.-backed plan. Separately, Ynet reports that former President Trump announced a potential deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz as early as Wednesday. This involves talks between Iran and Oman over shipping routes and security fees. And finally, Mariv tells us former IDF intelligence chief Tamir Heyman commented earlier today, expressing skepticism about the U.S. running out of weapons. He discussed America's stance on Iran and related agreements. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613, writing on X just now, criticized former President Obama's approach to Iran, suggesting that financial incentives were ineffective. Noah Landau, a Haaretz journalist, posted minutes ago that Israel has captured a significant area of Lebanon, demolishing villages and establishing new military bases. Israel Hayom English highlighted earlier today that the U.S., Iran, and Oman are nearing a 60-day agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the rejection of the Gaza withdrawal plan. The Jerusalem Post reports Netanyahu's firm stance on maintaining the current lines in Gaza. He stated that any retreat hinges on Hamas laying down its arms entirely. This defiance underscores Israel's security concerns and adds tension to its relations with the United States. Turning to the potential reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. As Ynet reported, former President Trump anticipates an agreement by Wednesday. The discussions involve Iran and Oman negotiating new shipping routes and security fees. This deal could stabilize a critical global oil choke point, impacting energy markets and regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, in response to skepticism about U.S. military supplies, Mariv sheds light on comments from former IDF intelligence chief Tamir Heyman. He doubts U.S. claims of depleted weapon stocks. His insights highlight ongoing strategic concerns regarding Iran and the broader Middle East security landscape. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Brig, Jen Yehuda Almakia's former head of Defense Ministry R&D, is joining tech company Ondas. This move enhances Ondas's links to Israel's security sector. Separately, Mariv Business discusses a rising trend among Israeli investors. The podcast Mariv explores the breaking of the long-held belief that real estate is the safest investment, challenging traditional views. And finally, CTEC examines the controversy over Trump's Truth Social service. The debate centers on whether public policy information should be monetized, raising ethical concerns in the tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.